What's up, everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about being quick to listen and slow to anger. It's a verse in the Bible, you know, talking about being quick to listen and slow to anger. And I've seen that showing up in my life recently, the opposite of you know, quick to anger and not so fast to listen, or maybe listening but not listening 100% wholeheartedly to the entire message, and sometimes, you know, snapping or reacting without truly really, you know, thinking about the whole situation through and through, and no matter where that could be and in our life. And leading this legacy lifestyle is to continuously go through life like that. If you could think about it, like how detrimental and how stressful and just how bad that can be for a person. And I think we all know people like that have just constantly gone through life just disgruntled and upset and pissed off at the world. And to just truly sit back and think about that for a second and how truly miserable that has to be. You know, we all have relatives or people, like I said, that we've known or that we've grown up with that are constantly just, you know, sitting and reflecting on the negative and only hearing bits and pieces of what they want to hear so that they can overreact and constantly get angry and frustrated about things that if they really were to take some time, relax a little bit and breathe and listen to what people are saying around them. And actually kind of consciously process that information without reacting right away, the life would be a whole lot easier, would be a whole lot less stressful, and more than likely they'd have a few more friends too, right? And again, this can go across the board in all areas of your life. I mean, you know, being quick to listen, slow to anger. You know, when we're talking about our body, our fitness, our nutrition, is, you know, being willing to put in the work to get the results that you really, truly want to get in that area of your life. To be willing to listen to other people that have been there and done that, or that are coaches and experts in those areas, and not just thinking automatically that you know it all and that you can take care of it and handle it. And being open to other people and the advice and expertise and experience that they have to help you get the results so that you don't get frustrated right away. To show you that it is a process in business. I mean, you get calls from clients, you could have employees that just kind of set you off, and you just kind of have it mentally in your head that no matter what they say, it's going to be the wrong thing, and you're going to go off on them. Or you let it, you know, stew inside of you all day, and every time you're around them, you don't want to be there, or you're annoyed, right, by this person, because you've gotten to this point where you automatically are just triggered, and they don't even have to say anything. I think we all have had those people in our life as well too, where you just like, yes, there might have been some past experiences or ways that they've showed up previously, continuously, you know, creating this pattern that has created some of this triggering by you whenever you're around them, or that feeling of being annoyed, and which is easily going to make us go and quickly get angered, you know, not willing to listen to what they really have to say, because, you know, at some point they might actually have something of value to share with you, but you're not open to it, you're not willing to, because you have it in your mind that you are just going to be pissed off and annoyed and frustrated whenever you're in the presence of this person. And it definitely can go and cross over to our family life, our relationships with our kids. We could get frustrated super easy when they're doing things, they're not listening to the things that we want them to do, not responding to us because they're kids and they want to play. Like, and we're trying to get them to do something that they don't want to do, and, you know, they're 3, 4, 5 years old, or however old they could be. I guess in my life, you know, my daughter, my oldest, is going to turn 8 here this week, and and my middle child will be, she'll be turning 6 here next month. So I have an 8, 6, and 3.5-year-old. And so, you know, these kids are kids. They're being kids. They're playing. But I can easily get frustrated with them at times because sometimes I just want them to listen, right? Sometimes I just want them to be adults in a way. Like, I want them to react to me like an adult would, which in a way is like me basically wanting to fast forward through their life to get to the point where they can, you know, listen to me. And so I need to remind myself that, hey, I need to slow down. Like, I need to listen. I need to relax. I need to allow, you know, my home, my kids to be my kids. I need to be open and listening to my wife and the things that she's actually truly saying, or maybe what it is that she truly needs from me, versus being hypersensitive and overreacting about shit that really doesn't matter, and making things a way bigger issue than they ever needed to be, simply because I'm not willing to be in control of my emotions and not being willing to be open enough to other possibilities, and instead choosing to just overreact, get angry, which doesn't help anything or anyone. So please take a look across the board in your life, maybe some things that have happened, you know, recently or within the last few weeks, or in ways that you potentially didn't listen fully, didn't potentially take the time to truly digest the information, and instead chose to just react and get angry or frustrated or to throw a little temper tantrum. Like, how can you change that going forward? Think of moments in your life where those situations are going to come up again. Oftentimes, you know, the things that we get triggered easily by are the things that happened in our life on a you know, routine basis. There's certain situations with your wife or your kids or your employees or clients that happen on a consistent, on a regular basis. And how can you choose to prepare yourself and to react differently, to take a breath, to take a step back for a second, and to truly actually, like, think about it for a minute before you make a decision on how you're going to react to that person or that situation? And it may be that sometimes, like, you might still just react the same way, but oftentimes I think you can understand or can relate. Like, you know, there's been a situation where you wanted to send a text message or an email, maybe in response, and you're caught up in the fire and the anger, the emotion of the moment, and you send something off and then immediately regret hitting the send button, right? Or maybe sometimes you actually have a system in place where you might write that email, but you'll, like, wait a day. And you'll come back and you'll reread it once you've had time to digest the situation, take a step back, relax, kind of cool your nerves a little bit. And then you can come back and you can actually read through what it is that you wrote down and be like, holy cow, thank God I didn't send that. Like, and maybe just change some things up, you know, tone down the manner in which you were writing that email to make it sound a little bit less aggressive and maybe a little bit more rational. So I love you guys, honor you guys, appreciate you guys once again for listening in to this podcast. www.livealegacylifestyle.com. Livealegacylifestyle.com. Wow, easy for me to say, right? So check it out. We got all the other episodes of the podcast posted up on there. And hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.